Moncrief on News Talk.
Champagne has it, Waterford Blah has it, even Putchin enjoys it. Protected geographical status is a European designation linking a particular foodstuff to an area. A number of Irish foods and drinks already have that, but not Boxty. The Independent TD, Marion Harkin, is one of those campaigning to get that changed. Afternoon, Marion.
Afternoon, Sean, to you and your listeners.
So what does protected geographical status do for a foodstuff?
Well, as you said, it gives it an EU designation, and it provides what they call intellectual property protection, and it, a certain amount of prestige for the product. Simple things like it's protected in trade deals for the EU. But I think the most important thing is that it's recognised that it's from a particular geographical area. It's either produced, processed or prepared there. One of those three stages that has to take place within the area we're speaking of. And the area is, of course, Leitrim, Cavan, Sligo and Mayo. So like Waterford Blah, most people have heard of it and they know what it is, where it's from, and that gives it a certain type of prestige. It's not the only product that's made from water and flour and whatever else is in it, but it's unique to that area. And yeah, Similarly with Boxty.
Yeah, and so would that mean if Boxty got the status that you couldn't have a fella in Poland or something producing it? They'd have to call it something else.
Yes, they'd have to call it something else. In order to call it Boxty, as I said, one of the stages, production, processing or preparation, has to take place in the region. Because if you look at the history of Boxty and go back to even the 1600s, you will see that historically it's linked to that part of the Northwest. There's many different cookery books and other people who have referenced it, and it's to protect that and to give it that bit of prestige.
Mm. Now, this is an EU process, so I assume it's not at all bureaucratic and completely streamlined, and we can get this over the line in a week.
Well, it's taken long enough from here. It still hasn't gone to Brussels. I mean, I held the first meeting on this 10 years ago. A colleague of mine who has since passed away, Declan McPartin, it was actually his idea. He's from, his family were originally from Sligo, and he always said to me, Boxty should have this designation. So we held a meeting in Cavan over 10 years ago where different producers came and different people from Cavan and Leitrim in the local enterprise offices, and they supported the process throughout. And there are four producers. You have Drummond Boxty, McNiff Boxty, Drumolly Boxty, and of course the Boxty House in Dublin, Porrig Oaks. And they are all have worked for the last 10 years with the department trying to put all the ducks in a row. Where I think we're in the final stages. I keep asking the Minister for Agriculture about it every couple of months or every year. He assures me we're in the final stages. And then when we complete that, it goes to Brussels. But we have good experience here in making sure that our applications, you know, are correct and suitable. And the man who's dealing with it here is the same man who did the Waterford application and some others. So we're hopeful that all will be in order.
Now, I don't want to shock you, Marion, but there might be an election in the near future. Might that derail it a wee bit?
Gosh, I hope not. I don't see why. I mean, this is the Department of Agriculture, and they're the people that are involved in this. It's an actual in-house process. And as I said, it's over 10 years since the first meeting. So it's time it was finished and dealt with. It goes to public consultation. So that will take a few months, and then it will go to Brussels for final a stamp of approval, if you like. Mm. But I think, you know, shouldn't Leitrim, Sligo, Cavan have their champagne? Why shouldn't it sit on the shelves with Parma ham and all of those other food products? This is a traditional product from the region, and a quality product, and it will do quite a bit to enhance the image of the region and the product itself.
Yes, indeed. I'm actually surprised it didn't have the status before this. So if you like, is the longer part of this process the Irish part, and we can expect once it's been lodged with the EU, that is it the EU or the Commission or who will make the final judgment on this?
To the relevant directors, to the Commission, and they deal with the applications from all over Europe. But it certainly gives a food that kind of status. And as I said, historically, it's been linked. And of course, in more recent times, Nevin Maguire speaks about his grandmother, Susan Maguire. She always prepared it this time of the year, Halloween and Easter. And he still uses it on his menus at that time of the year. So it's well embedded, if you like, and it's actually gaining in popularity. Bocce is gorgeous. I love it.
Absolutely.
And there's three different types. You've got the dumplings, the loaf, and what they call the pan bocce. To me, that's my favourite.
Yeah. Have you started hanging up posters yet, Marion?
No, but I'm ready to go. And if you know anyone around this part of the world who's willing and able, has a van and a ladder, Sean, please send them in my direction.
Good woman, Marion. That's your first political plug of the first shot fired, one could say. Marion Harkin, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.